SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting at a Capitol Hill news conference. House Speaker Mike Johnson addressed concerns about the first transgender member of Congress using facilities specified for women. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Delaware Representative Sarah McBride is the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace expressed concerns over sharing bathrooms with McBride. At a news conference, Speaker Mike Johnson addressed how the presence of McBride on the Hill will be handled by colleagues.
I'm not going to address the plans on any of that. I just told you what I'm going to say about the issue. I'm not going to engage in this. We don't look down upon anyone.
Johnson says the House has a mandate to accommodate anyone elected to Congress by the people of their respective districts. He said that this was the first time Congress would deal with such an issue, but it would be handled with respect and consideration. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former Congressman Matt Gaetz may be out of the running for U.S. Attorney General, but he's quickly gotten himself a new job. More on this story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
Gaetz has been hired by the conservative One America News Network to host a nightly primetime talk show. He will also co-host a weekly video podcast. Gaetz was nominated for Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump, but withdrew his name because of scrutiny over a House investigation into sexual misconduct involving underage girls, a charge Gaetz has vehemently denied. After being nominated, Gaetz resigned from Congress. This is a big step for One America News, or OANN. They are in the shadow of Fox News Channel and Newsmax in the competition for conservative viewers. Matt Gaetz show premieres next month. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 154 points, the Nasdaq dropping 49, the S&P 500 index lower by 17. This is SRN News. The March for Life will be sticking around.
The new president of the organization that puts on the event says despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers had a lot of work to do and the march will continue. Jenny Lichter tells LifeNews.com, quote, "It's a one-of-a-kind opportunity for the pro-life movement to gather together so that pro-life Americans can draw encouragement and support from one another. It's also an important witness to our fellow Americans that the pro-life movement is still motivated, vocal, and visible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Labor Department had touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. The business group said the rule change would have driven up their costs, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. A rosy fiscal forecast for one southwestern state.
New Mexico expects to rake in a record $13.6 billion in general fund income for the fiscal year that starts in July of next year. State income linked to oil production is growing, and for the first time, New Mexico's investment income is expected to exceed revenue collected from personal income taxes. Next year's income bump leaves room for an additional $892 million in spending in the coming fiscal year, a 7% increase over current spending. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal safety board says a corroded steam pipe and a defective natural gas fitting caused a powerful explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory, killing 7 workers when the company failed to evacuate. The National Transportation Safety Board says R.M. Palmer Company failed to have natural gas emergency procedures in place. More details at srnnews.com.